This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We'll get to your Red Sox phone calls, Jones and Keith, here on WEEI. We'll also give you our top five wide receiver targets for the Patriots this offseason. A lot of names out there.
Really is.
Let's put them in order. People like a list, Keith.
I love a list.
So we'll do those coming up at 11. Plus, the Would You Rather Wednesday, 11:30. Celtics Wednesday. Terp will join us at high noon.
You're right.
Busy, busy day here on Jones and Keefe. Plus, who knows what else the Red Sox are going to say once they get down on those picnic tables.
You never know.
Yeah, I mean, I would stay tuned for that. By grab bag at the latest. I'm sure we'll have another offensive update from somebody in the Red Sox clubhouse. But the Bruins put out a statement today, their second statement in as many days on Charlie McAvoy.
Not loving the amount of statements here on McAvoy's health.
So yesterday, they updated his shoulder. They said nothing about the reported infection. Emily Kaplan had that report yesterday that there was an infection. Today, they update that. Charlie McAvoy sustained an injury to his right shoulder, the AC joint, in Team USA's Four Nations face-off against Finland on February 13th. Now, there's a video circulating. I think it was Arnia, if I'm not mistaken, from Finland.
All right.
Cross-checked McAvoy kind of into the net. And so if this happened against Finland and he tried to play through it against Canada, maybe that's the genesis of it, okay? And you can go find that online. But he got cross-checked in the back, basically, right into the USA's net in the Finland game, not the Canada game.
Right, because then he looked good in the Canada game.
He did.
He destroyed Connor McDavid.
He underwent treatment, which was administered by Team USA's medical staff. So this is the Bruins doctor saying they gave him the treatment and now he has an infection.
Great.
Upon returning to Boston, he's developed increasing pain, for which he was evaluated by the Bruins medical staff. And after undergoing x-rays, MRIs, and blood work, he was diagnosed as having an infection in his right shoulder, as well as his significant injury to his AC joint. So this is, again, the Bruins team doctor being like, Team USA didn't do a very good job here.
Wow.
He underwent an irrigation and debridement procedure at MGH on February 18th. He remains in the hospital where he's being treated with IV antibiotics, and his condition is improving. So he's week to week. Doesn't sound like he's going to be back for the Bruins when they hit the ice. He definitely won't be out there for Team USA in the final tomorrow against Canada. Keith, you asked what I thought was a great question. Does it make the Bruins more likely to sell?
I would think so. I mean, they're running that line anyway. I mean, Cam Neely's the one that said this. This isn't people even theorizing. This was a couple of weeks ago.
Retool was his word.
Retool.
Yeah.
Yeah, call it whatever you want. But if it means trade good players away to sort of help the future of the team, I feel like the present is not great. Even with McAvoy, you couldn't guarantee a playoff spot.
No.
I mean, they're all jumbled together. They've played more games than everybody else in the conference, and yet they still aren't one of the top eight teams just on points. So when you look at point percentage, I think they're more like 10th. So I was leaning towards sell anyway. And now if you don't have your best defenseman for a couple of weeks and however many games that is, trade deadline is what we said, the 7th, or give or take. So I think they have 7 games left from when they resume play after the Four Nations to the trade deadline. And I haven't loved hearing like Neely and Sweeney recently where it sounds like it's going to come down to these 7 games. Like they don't know what the team is. But let's just say McAvoy can't play in any of those games. Like, what do you think? Shouldn't you get out in front of this and try to be the best possible team for 2026 and beyond and move some of those guys, maybe some guys that you can't get new contracts done with, like Trent Frederick. Obviously, Brad Marchand's like the big, big, big name that potentially could get moved. A bunch of Western Conference teams would definitely have interest in him. And try to set yourself up. I think it would be throwing away resources if you tried to add to the team. And then if you simply did nothing, I think that would be maybe the most frustrating thing of all, because you're saying that's like a Red Sox playbook from the last couple of 100%. Trade deadlines, where you're like, what are you? Like, for the few people that think they are a playoff team, like the Raycrofts of the world that think they're going to win the cup, that you got to go do something, right? Like, that's not how I would do it, but at least pick a direction. Are you retooling in a positive way? Like, are you retooling and you're like, we're going to actually go out and find a center maybe? Or are you retooling for the future, which I think would be the better path?
So I think they absolutely should sell at the deadline. McAvoy gives them an interesting opportunity too. If he's going to be out for some time, put him on LTIR. And, you know, all of a sudden, maybe you have some options to take on more salary. You don't just have to match Marchand's salary or whatever it is. So maybe there's even an added benefit if you're selling anyway, retooling anyway, and you're not trying to contend. You could play around with some of the money if he eventually went to LTIR. That's a good Keyspiracy on the text line. 617-779-7937. Team USA doctors have been infiltrated with Canadian spies.
I wouldn't rule anything out. Get U.S.-Canada together, forget about it. Bad blood.
I'm looking now. Who's the Team USA GM? It is Bill Guerin.
Oh, Billy Guerin.
Yeah, did you see? He's
one of my favorites.
He wants Trump there tomorrow. Did you see that? That's the game? In the news today. Yep.
Maybe he will.
He is the assistant
will
GM.
Will he drop the ceremonial first puck?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, he's at the Daytona 500. He's at the Super Bowl. True. He's been at a bunch of college football
every
games.
Every UFC fight. maybe he'll be at Mania this year.
Bill Guerin is apparently the assistant GM of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Their team sucks, though, too.
Right, so it's not are the Penguins trying to screw with the Bruins in any way?
John Henry. It all goes back to John Henry.
He's like, the Bruins are getting too much pub.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're doing great.
More focus on the Red Sox.
Oh, we're talking about the Red Sox plenty now, John.
And so they shot up Charlie McAvoy. That's a good theory. John Henry's behind.
It's possible.
A real whodunit.
You got a couple of butchers there in the medical office.
But I do like that. And this invites back the whole discussion we were having yesterday. Is it worth it to have the four nations if you're going to lose a guy like Charlie McAvoy? And
I say yes. I say it's the cost of doing business.
I maybe split the difference and sat on the fence too much with this yesterday. But I said for the sport, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
But for some of these teams, I'd be like, no, hell no. So if I'm like, Bettman, I'm like, yes, we want to keep doing this. If I'm some of these teams, and there's a reason this team doctor for the Bruins is throwing the Team USA medical team under the bus. He's like, I didn't do any of this.
No, it's not me.
And we're not getting our guy hurt. This is this stupid tournament that's going on that's getting guys hurt. That's how I'd read that.
So 2 years ago, I might have been a little bit more annoyed because the Bruins were the best team in the regular season. Not the postseason, but in the regular season, they were the best team. And if you're like, hey, McAvoy's out a couple of weeks because of this tournament, I'd probably be pretty frustrated. But I really, really enjoy it. Now, what we talked about yesterday is, you know, the Olympics are coming and then the idea of doing more four nations. That, I think, is too much. I think what makes it special is that it is not every year. This tournament's better because we haven't seen them in the Olympics the last two go-arounds. So if you did this every other year, I think that would you'd still get the intensity. You'd still get, unfortunately, a few injuries here and there, but it'd be really still really good for the sport. But the idea of doing this every year, man, like when do the good players ever even get a break? Like, so you're playing 82 games, you're hopefully on a good team, and you go on a long playoff run, and then you got to go balls to the wall for, like, five games against other countries. Like, you're just never stopping.
So you can jump in on this. Are you upset with the Four Nations? So a lot of you love the Four Nations tournament, as do I. It's been very entertaining. Are you upset that it's costing you Charlie McAvoy? And what does it mean for the Bruins and their approach at the trade deadline? 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this all day long. On Jones and Keefe, we'll get back to your Red Sox thoughts as well. We have Terp at High Noon. We'll talk some Celtics with him. Would you rather at 11:30? And on the way next, our top five wide receiver targets for the New England Patriots.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.